State officials are blocking Florida medical examiners from releasing their own list of coronavirus deaths. That's according to the Tampa Bay Times, which had previously reported the medical examiner's death count was at 1.10% higher than the official number released by the state. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini spoke with Kathleen McGrory, one of the Times reporters covering the story.
The State Medical Examiner's Commission compiled a list of coronavirus deaths that counts anyone who died in Florida, including snowbirds and other visitors. The Florida Department of Health only counts state residents. McGrory says that could be why the medical examiner's death toll was higher, but she hasn't been able to keep tracking those numbers because she says the commission stopped releasing the data after the state intervened. She learned that from commission chair Dr. Steven Nelson.
He told me that medical examiners across Florida have been counting the dead in every state emergency since Hurricane Andrew in 1992, and that the lists have always been a public record. He thoroughly believes it's public, and he is puzzled by this move.
McGrory acknowledges in some areas, the health department provides a lot of information about coronavirus cases to the public, but there have been problems. The Miami Herald reported the health department asked its county medical examiner to stop releasing death data, and media outlets had to threaten lawsuits to get the state to release the names of nursing homes that had cases.
So we've seen the state be transparent on some things. We've seen the state not be transparent, and all the public health experts that I am talking to agree. Information is power. Transparency in times of public crisis is of utmost importance, and the public needs as much information as possible.
Some county medical examiners are continuing to share their data. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.